Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Masechas Me'ilah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yom, Mishnah Daled. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Asherbas Rachel, Shishi B'zecher Vayin Yosevi Kogon, B'Karav Mamish. And we continue discussing Me'ilah. Remember, the general rule is that when something is considered Kodshei Hashem, it's technically designated only for Hashem, so no one could be over Me'ilah. However, the moment it's not considered Kodshei Hashem anymore, it's able to be used or eaten by the Kehanim or by the owner, so then one can't be over Me'ilah. So in the previous Mishnahs, we discussed Kodshei Kodshim, that when they're designated as such, they're considered Kodshei Hashem, and one could be over Me'ilah. Now we move on to Kodshim Kalim, which is really the opposite in some ways, because the moment that it's designated, part of it is still considered the owner's, and therefore it's not Kodshei Hashem. Now we discuss this in regards to another thing that we had mentioned yesterday, namely the Isser of Yaitzei, that either a Murim, sacrificial parts, or the meat of Kodshim, which is not allowed to be brought outside the Azara, and if it is, it possels it. And we had a Machlaikas, Rebbe Elazar and Rebbe Kiva. So Mishnah tells us, Emur Kodshim Kalim, Shiatzel Fenezer Gizdamim, the Emurim, the sacrificial parts of Kodshim Kalim that were brought out of the Azara before Zrikas Hadam. Rebbe Elazar says, Ein Mailin Bahen, one's not able to be over Me'ilah with them. This is Rebbe Elazar Lashitasai. The Zrikas Hadam is not effective for something that was brought out of the Azara, and therefore once it was brought out, Zrika won't help at all. Therefore, one can't be over Me'ilah with it. And also, Ein Chayv Anolim Shum Pigol Noiser V'Tamei. If the carbon became Pigol, Noiser, or Tamei, one's not going to be Chayv Kares for eating from it, because again, it's Pasul, so it can't have this Psol. However, Rebbe Kiva says, Mailin Bahen, one could be over Me'ilah with it, because even though it was brought out of the Azara, Rebbe Kiva holds, as we learned yesterday, Zrika is Ma'il Yaitzei. It is effective for something, even though it was brought out of the Azara, so one could be over Me'ilah with it. And also, V'chayv anolim shum pigol noiser v'tamei, one could be chayv for pigol noiser and tamei, which means this carbon could get the designation, the psol of pigol noiser v'tamei, even though, again, these imurim were brought outside the Azara. And now we've gone to Mishnah Dalet, we have a little bit of a recap, if you will, or a summary of these previous Mishnayas. The Mishnah tells us, Ma'isa dam b'kachim kachim l'hakel u'lahachmir u'b'kachim kalim kulon lahachmir. In regards to Ma'isa damim, meaning the zrikas adam, the sprinkling of the blood of kachim kachim, in some ways it could be a kulon, sometimes it's a chumra, whereas by kachim kalim it's always a chumra. Ketzad, how does that work? So kachim kachim l'fnei zrikas damim, when we have a carbon, which is kachim kachim, it's the highest level of kachim, and before zrikas hadam, so ma'ilin be'imurim u'babasar, one could be ever me'ilah, both of the imurim, which is the sacrificial parts, those parts which will be burned on the mizbeach, and also in the meat. That's because before Zrikas Adam, it's considered Kodshei Hashem. Whereas La'achar Zrikas Damim, after Zrikas Adam happened, so then Mailin Be'imurim ve'ein Mailin Be'basar. One can only be Ofer Me'ilah with the Imurim, but not with the Basar. The Basar, the meat, is eaten by the Kehanim, so it's not Kodshei Hashem anymore, so one can't be Ofer Me'ilah with it. It's only with the Imurim, the parts are going to be burned on the Mizbeach, those are considered Kodshei Hashem, so only with those, one could be Ofer Me'ilah. And Alzeh Va'alzeh, in regards to both the Imurim and the Basar, Chayav Mishum Pigol Noiser V'Tamei, one could be Chayav for Pigol Noiser V'Tamei. Now, with Kachim Kalim, when it comes to Kachim Kalim, lower level of Kachim, for example, carbon shlamim, kulon lahachmer, everything is a chumra. Ketzad, how does that turn out? So Kachim Kalim v'fnei zrikas damim, when we have Kachim Kalim before zrikas adam, so ein ma'ilin lo be'imurim v'lo be'basar, one can't be ever me'ilah either with the imurim or the basar because it's not considered Kachim Hashem yet. It's la'achar zrikas damim, but after zrikas dam, ma'ilin be'imurim v'ein ma'ilin be'basar, one can be ever me'ilah with the imurim and not with the basar. The basar is eaten by the kohanim, so it's not Kachim Hashem. The imurim are burned in the mizbeach, so they are Kachim Hashem. And in regards to both the Imurim and the Basar, after Zrikas Adam, one could be Chayav for Pigol Noiser and Tamei. Namely, it turns out, says the Mishnah, Ma'aseh Damim B'Kachim Kachim, L'Hakel U'L'Hachmir, B'Kachim Kalim Kulei L'Hachmir, that after Zrikas Adam of Kachim Kachim, there's a Kula and a Chumra, where Mekel regarding the meat and Machmir regarding the Imurim, whereas by Kachim Kalim, it's always a Chumra, because before Zrikas Adam, by Kachim Kalim, there's no Me'ilah, it's only after Zrikas Adam, there's potential for Me'ilah, so that's what we mean by Kulei L'Hachmir. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to discuss this with Parak Beis, Mishnah Alpha Beis. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.